Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Quink, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
And Adele, people may have seen a beautiful nationwide piece last night on Pantos featuring a lot of you. And I think many people did notice that your parrot, Timberlake, who's been by your side for many, many years, a lot of the country would have known Timby, and by your side and on your shoulder a lot. And a lot of the country know the pain as well of losing a pet. And I'm very sorry for your loss. Timby's death happened as you were rehearsing for Panto, did it?
Yeah, thank you for that, Brendan. That's very, very thoughtful of you. Well, look, I mean, everybody knows that I always have to qualify and say, outside of my beloved daughters, my animals are my total life, always have been. And I care for them, and I'm so used to all of them. My children were brought up to know the cycle of life. It wasn't like, oh, we'll never get another dog again when he died. They have to learn that one passing leaves the door open for some other poor old yoke with three legs and a hard luck story. to come in and take his place. And that was the case with Timberlake. I rescued two birds from a Mingan Isle shop we had closed down. And they were only given 3 months to live by the vet. They were in bad condition, although young birds. And true to his word, Poppy died right at the 3 month mark. But Timberlake lived on, showed a great zest for life. And we got rid of the cage, we donated it to a charity. And he lived on my shoulder, on the seat behind me in the car, on the pillow behind me for bed, anywhere he jolly well liked, actually, he lived, because he loved his life and he loved his breakfast and his dinner and he loved people and people loved him. And he was so vain when we'd be out and the neighbours would say, hello, Tim Beanie, hello, back to them. So everybody in Knockline knew, and I think everybody in the country knew him, because I did every interview with him on my shoulder. But I was in such pain. You know, it's the constant companionship that my world is so empty without, you know, just constantly talking to him, even saying to, will you pipe down? I'm getting your dinner in a minute. Goodness me, what an impatient boy. And he'd giving you the hurry up, hurry up. Hello, Timmy boy. And all his little sayings. And he's so funny. Birds are great comedians.
Adele, it sounds almost as if you lost a part of yourself.
I did lose a huge part of myself, Brendan. You can't have somebody living on your shoulder beside your face for 26 years. I mean, it's a preposterous length of time for a little bird. He would be with me to the end, you know, in my soul. He's just... He was a soulmate, Brendan.
Adele, I'm so sorry.
A soulmate.
I'm so sorry.
So going on with the show was, good God, I've often had to dig deep in the barrel to pull one out of the barrel for a show, but this was the deepest I've ever had to dive into the barrel to try and come up with it. And I have to say, in fairness to Alan and Carl, they most graciously asked me if I wanted to step down, because the filming was the next day, Brendan.
Right.
And I thought about it for 24 hours, and I just thought, I'd met so many people. I met an elderly man one day who told me that he'd gone back to the credit union from August, September, and he was putting money in to bring his 12 grandchildren to the Panto to see me, because he had brought his own children all his life. And I thought of people like that. And I
but
thought
Adele, you are,
in my life.
Yeah, you are old school and a trooper, and the show must go on.
Well, it must, Brendan. It
how
must
are the people, other? You know, how are the other animals in the house doing, Adele? I'm sure they notice Timby isn't there. You have another bird in the house, don't you?
Absolutely. Like the well, I do. I have a live-in magpie, believe it or not, called Hearses, who came in a few years ago for his breakfast, and now comes in at night to sleep when it's a cold night. I say, oh, hello, you're in. I am, Ma. It's too cold out there. And I'd be up in the chandelier. I'd be grand up here, Ma. And he loves them, seven. I have a huge box of gifts. I named him badly, Brendan. Hirsiz is the Turkish word for thief. But he's not. He's a giver. And the girls, when they come home from the United States and United Arabs, respectively, they just laugh because the box of gifts he gives me gets bigger. And they're all from, he gives me gifts that are mine. He takes things from inside the house and leaves them as a thank you for his breakfast and his bed and breakfast is so sweet. I feed about 16 foxes locally every single night. So, and I have a family of squirrels that live in the tree beside my window.
Wow.
So my
you like St. Francis of Assisi of Knock Lyon.
Brendan, it's gone from feeding two children growing up. And I, you know the way mothers think, well, that's great. Now they're independent. They can go off and have their own, do their own meals. Well, I inherited dozens of others. So I now have a bigger feed to do at night than I had when I was bringing up children. I kid you not.
Did you have a service for Timby Adele?
Well, at the moment, he's still in the care of, well, his remains of the wonderful Turlock McNally and his team out in Veterinary Ireland there in Summerhill. And he was in two vets. He was in Coolock Village Vets, and they were all, I have to shout it, they were magnificent people, Brendan. They worked so hard, but to the tiny little critter, there's none of them in it, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, his poor neck was broken and we just fractured and we just... Oh, we were with him right to the end talking to him. But it was, I came home to silence and darkness and I sat there. I couldn't even cry. I was so numb with shock. The deepest, darkest place I've been for a long, long time. I was just in shock. I think it took me a couple of days even to cry. You know, I was, and I just sat for a week in silence until I had to make a decision about the show, and all my friends were saying, oh, just step down, you'd be, but I thought, what's wrong with you people? You know, these hard-working people have paid their ticket money, and I wouldn't do it on Timby. I wouldn't have him think that a whole show, a part of my show had been cancelled. He wouldn't have wanted that. He was a great rehearser, you know, and a great man for studios.
Right, so a trooper honor, like
I
yourself.
Had to go back and do it. Well, look, Brendan, the people of Ireland have given me a lifetime. They put my children through school. They've paid my bills. And if it's the last panto I'm doing, it's certainly not the one I'm going to let them down on.
And it's Cinderella, and it features Twink as the Queen of the Fairies, and it's already begun its run in the National Stadium. Adele, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I know thousands of people all over the country will know what you're going through, and thank you so much, and I hope that under the circumstances you can have some kind of a happy and peaceful Christmas. Thanks, Adele.
Brendan, you've always been very kind around my animals and my house and everything. So it's very thoughtful of you. Those sentiments are greatly appreciated, Brendan. Thank you, darling. And the same to you and yours and all your listeners.
Thanks, Adele.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.